Greetings. This is Nigeria Anderson, and you're on UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Ray Leonard Jr. on the line with me. I'm super excited. So, Ray, let us know what's going on with you.
Hey, how you doing, Nigeria? Thank you for having me on. It's such an honor speaking with a fellow East Coaster, you know, even though I'm out in California. Yeah, life is good considering, you know, every day above ground is a good day. So, you know, I'm just out here keeping busy, working on a few different projects and trying to live my life to the fullest.
Okay, now before I get into your podcast and your book, I have some questions, right? Not like I'm a boxer expert, but the Tyson Roy fight brought back some excitement. And, you know, I wasn't following boxing for a minute until Tyson was like, he was going to fight. And I was like, yay. So now prior to that, you know, I grew up with the heavyweight champions of the world, like Muhammad Ali and stuff like that. Where are the heavyweight champions of the world today?
Oh, man. I mean, when you're talking about the United States heavyweight champions, they're few and far between. I mean, you have Deontay Wilder that's out there. No, for the most part, everybody's from the UK.
I heard.
You got Anthony Joshua, Tyson Fury, Dylan White. I mean, all those guys are from the UK or overseas.
Right.
I think boxing kind of took a step back here, you know, from the youth not wanting to really get into it because it wasn't promoted as big as, you know, basketball or football on TV anymore. So
right.
I think, you know, we lost a lot of the youth and the amateur boxers. You know, you don't really see it right now.
You're the best. I have another question, too. So, how come everybody gets a belt now? I mean, back in the day, you had to fight to earn the belt. Now, I feel like I can go and get into a fight and get a belt. Just help me out, Ray.
Yeah, that was the argument that just happened between Tyson and Floyd Mayweather. You know, asking about that, and I mean that's a big thing that everybody gets the belt now. You don't have the, you know, the singular champion or unifying the belts anymore. And you know, I think the big thing was that the promoters found if we can make it into a championship fight, then you know we can get paid even more, no matter who it is. And I think that kind of dummy boxing down a little bit,
okay.
You know, but on the other side, you actually get some young cats that are out there fighting, or young women are out there fighting, and they get a chance to earn a little extra money because it says it's a championship fight. Is it right? I'm old school, so no,
right.
I don't like it, but, you know, hey, I don't knock nobody from making
exactly.
A living.
Exactly. Okay. Oh, yeah, I have one more boxing question. What the heck happened to Don King?
Oh, well, I don't know if we have, you know, 2 or 3 days to talk about it.
Oh, okay,
but,
okay.
But I mean, Don King, my thing is there's always, you know, I can't knock him for his contribution to the man.
Right.
He's a fantastic promoter. You know, I know Carl, know his son, his family. I've met him many, many times before. I know him pretty well. And, you know, he made his contribution, but on the other hand, he did do a lot of people wrong. And
right,
so,
right.
You know, there's always a changing of the guard. You know,
right.
Sometimes no matter what you've done or put together, there's going to be a changing of the guard. And, you know, if you don't set yourself apart, you know, you'll get lost in the sauce. And I think that's what happened to him.
All right. So now back to you.
That's my political answer.
No, and that was good. That was good. We just want to ask questions and get some answers. We're not trying to offend nobody.
But I mean, I got to give it to you 100, too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. No, we take it. We take it 100 because, you know, but I'm just saying, if the truth is the truth. Like,
right.
We don't mind the truth. We're not going to sugarcoat. We just not, you know, trying to hurt anybody purposely who didn't already hurt
right.
themselves. No.
Man, that's beautiful. I'm gonna use that one.
Okay, that one is free then. That one's free. That one's free for you.
All right.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about you and the podcast. I see you on Instagram every now and then. What's going on with the podcast and what made you start it?
You know, I originally started with a partner of mine. You know, we were doing an interview on a radio station down in San Diego,
mm-hmm.
and for somebody else's show. And then the head of the station came back and said, you know, would you be interested in doing the show?
Mm-hmm.
And so we were like, oh, yeah, we'll jump on it and started doing it together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have differences of how you think things should go. So we moved on and I started doing my own thing. I've been on for about 2 months now doing my own thing called Know Better, Do Better. Right. And, you know, basically my whole thing is to have, you know, learn from the lessons of the past. So, you know, the mistakes that Don King made, the mistakes that Floyd Mayweather or any politicians or whoever made to figure out, you know, what was it that you learned from the mistakes you made and how did you get back on top? So yeah. That's the whole basis of the show, of learning from each other to make it a better place. I've just done some fantastic shows, got some great guests. You know, I had, you know, Will Downing on. I had Shirley Murdoch. I had Jody Watley. I mean, some phenomenal guests that I've had on the show, and I'm just blessed to be able to do it. So hopefully people that are getting something from it. I just did a show about depression and suicide with the panel this past week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I enjoy it. So it's something I'm giving back and I enjoy what I'm doing.
Wow. Now, what were some of the challenges that you had to go through that got you to this particular space in life now of confidence, reassurance, and being able to give back?
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the challenges that I went through was, you know, my mother and father were teenagers when I was born. Mm-hmm. You know, they were 15 and 16 when I was born, and we were born, I was born into, you know, a tough social economic, you know, situation where, you know, you got a lot of people that go through that and have to, you know, find their own way.
Mm-hmm.
But that was kind of one of the first things, and figuring out, you know, what is my path? Who am I? Mm. My father enjoyed so much success, and I had to figure out, you know, who was Ray Leonard Jr., not just, you know, Sugar Ray.
Right.
So, I mean, that was one of the major challenges for me, because my identity was so associated with who my father was early on. You know, and I had to figure out what was going to be my gold medal, what was going to be, you know, my space that I carved out my little piece of love in the world. And, you know, the first thing was me being the first person in my family ever to graduate from college.
Oh, okay.
Even to go to college.
Okay.
You know, I mean, that was my gold medal. That was a big achievement for me and for my family. When I started to figure out, you know, hey, I can love myself, I have something to contribute to the world, that was a little, you know, different space for me. And, you know, because I shied away a lot from you know, having the name of my father or use my father for anything, almost to a fault. And, you know, got myself in, you know some tough financial situations because I never would take any help from nobody.
Right.
I wouldn't, you know, I was going to make it on my own. That was hard. but no, nobody does nothing in life but just by themselves. You know, there's always somebody that helps or assists in your growth or whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was one of my biggest things that I had to learn is how to grow and, you know, be comfortable with who I am in my own skin. So I think that's an issue with a lot of people. You know, you have that, issues of low self-esteem and stress. No matter how things look on the outside, there's always something going on the inside. So never judge a person by what you see on the outside.
True story. Did you ever think about being a boxer?
I did. And then, you know, I got punched in the face and I didn't like that. So that changed my thought process and I started playing football. And so, you know, I was pretty good in that. I earned a scholarship to play football at Ohio University and ran track and field. So the boxing thing, that was tough. I actually, you know, tried to fight my father.
Oh, my goodness.
And, yeah, that wasn't a good situation.
Well, do you know how to fight now? Can you defend yourself?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, okay. Everybody in my family. We know how to fight. I mean, that's one thing that we know how to do. You know?
Right,
you know,
right.
I didn't beat the world champion when I was 16 years old. But shoot, yeah. Okay. I ain't no slouch.
Right. I don't want no one to think that they could just roll up on you.
No, that's a bad situation.
Right.
Definitely don't want to do that.
So now you have a book out as well with the same title as your podcast, right?
I just finished the book. It hasn't come out yet. We're getting ready to launch it for the first quarter of 2021. And it's a youth book. You know, basically, you know, this whole year I have four kids. I have, two sons. Jalen is 17. He's a senior in high school. And I have Devin that's 14. And then I have two daughters. My daughter Ariel lives in New York. She's 25. And my baby girl, Ryan, is just turned 13. So when all this pandemic and everything happened, it was tough to have a conversation with them about what's going on, the scariness about the future, and, you know, and I realized that, you know, as much as I was traveling and working and doing stuff, we weren't communicating the same way that we needed to communicate about some of the things that was going on in their lives. So about stress, about the peer pressure, about, you know, suicidal ideation. I mean, all the different things that the kids are dealing with right now.
Right.
And I wanted to put something, you know, kind of a workbook together to give parents an easier way to talk to the kids about what's going on in their feelings. And so This is a passion project that I put together, and you know, finally gotten to the end of it, and I'm so proud. I can't wait for everybody to check it out and pre-order it. You know, they can be able to go to my website and get it. So
tell them your website.
Yeah, my website is RayLeonardJr.com.
Okay. Can they get on the podcast from your website as well?
Yeah, yeah. So there's a link on the podcast, and it's be available Apple Podcasts, Omni, Spotify. So it's going to be, the podcast is everywhere that you can find it. So, but it's easy to just go to my website, RayLeonardJr.com, and, you know, pull it up, and everything is right there in one location.
And so how are you doing now with the podcast and the book and still, do you co-host the fights?
I do that on, there's a new app called ColorCast that I do, you know, co-hosting of different fights and in different sporting events right now that I'm doing that.
How are you doing now with everything going
on? With everything going on right now, I mean, it's definitely been a challenge. I wouldn't say that I dealt with it, you know, perfectly early on, because I'm so used to being out traveling. My day job is basically being a consultant and a motivational speaker.
Okay.
And I would travel around the world to different military bases, to different corporations, and I do that, and I you know, I loved it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when this pandemic happened, I had everything shut down. So, you know, went through a little time of stress and denial. Uh-huh. But, you know, you always got to figure out, you know, how do I move forward? What's next?
Right.
You know, so, I mean, I know it will come back, but it just ain't here right now. So, you know, dealt with that and found a new way. And so, you know, this allowed me to find out some different opportunities about myself and different things. So, you know, I take it all as a blessing.
Yes.
All as a blessing, and, you know, figuring it out as I go.
Okay. And that's something that we do. You're never prepared for the disruption, but you have to bounce back, like I mentioned before, confidence and reassurance that you can get through this, especially, you know, I'm over 50. So after some years on this planet, you kind of figure out, okay, well, I done been through some mess before and made it through. I guess I can just make it through again. So how do you, and that's just a coping skill. Right. So what are some coping skills you deal with, or how do you handle coping skills to deal with like this pandemic? As you mentioned, you got a little thrown off, and how do you get back on? And you have family, but let's talk about someone who's single and they have kids and they just got to, you know, figure this out. What would you suggest they do?
Yeah, so one of the big things that I suggest is not to isolate yourself, you know, because it's easy, you know, to say, because we can't get out and mingle with our friends the way we want to disrupt the routine. So easy to say, okay, if you're still blessed enough to have a job that you can work from home, that, you know, I'm just sitting in bed all day doing it, you know, get up, get yourself dressed, you know, feel like, act like you're going to work, you know, and keep your routine the same. Because I think that's one of the biggest things, and that helped with my kids to kind of get them back on track, you know. And some of my single friends that we talk and Zoom and all the stuff, and it's not the same, but, you know, we try to keep some sense of normalcy in a routine.
Right.
You know, so when things do come back to normal, that, you know, we're able to function, and it's not a whole reassessment of you know, what we got to do again. So, you know, talk to your friends, talk to your pastor, whoever your faith person is. I get up in the morning and I meditate, I work out, you know, that's one of the first things I get up and do. I get up and meditate, and then I work out, and then I get to, you know, plan my day and get to work. So, I mean, that's kind of the basis of it, that, you know, I try to make sure it stays kind of some sense of normalcy.
Someone who's athletic in the sports, what else have you decided, or what's something new that you've engaged in during this pandemic?
Now, you know, that's interesting, because, you know, I found myself not reading as much as I used to.
Oh, wow.
You know, I used to read a lot on the airplane, you know, because, you know, I traveled almost every week and had some, you know, long flights and stuff. So I would read and try to enlighten myself. But then when the pandemic hit, you know, I found myself just sitting there watching TV. or on social media, I got lazy for a minute. So, you know, I said, you know what, I got to get back to it. So I started reading. I started, you know, recently I was on my friend's, Shonda Scott. She had a show, I was on her show, about 12 new things. And so one of the new things I started was learning another language.
Okay.
So, you know, use the time that we're locked down to better myself and be ready and be more effective when we come back out of this.
That's right. That's right. Well, congratulations on the new book, Know Better, Do Better. I'm going to look for my autographed copy. I will give you my mailing address. And that's
absolutely.
It. And I will read it. And that's how key players do. And so, as we say, once a key player, always a key player. I really appreciate you, Ray Leonard Jr., for coming on through. And as I said, as you continue to prosper in your career, we are happy to be one of your media outlets.
Well, I thank you so much, and I appreciate me being a key player. So, I'm definitely gonna put that on the wall. So you send me a plaque or something. I'm gonna send you the book. I'm gonna send you everything else that we got going on. So I appreciate you.
Thank you, and I'm gonna send you a T-shirt too. So then you'll be official.
Love it. Love it. You'll see it posted on the gram for sure.
Love it. All right. Have a good one.
All right. Take care.